Indonesia's northern province of Aceh is the country's second breakaway region permitted international assistance for ending a long-running separatist conflict. But unlike East Timor, which gained independence from Indonesia 3 years ago, the Aceh movement collapsed and the government imposed martial law. The parallels between two major conflicts in Indonesia, Aceh and East Timor, are easy to discern. Guerrilla armies in both regions fought for independence against a larger and much better equipped Indonesian military for more than two decades. Both had foreign diplomatic help to bring an end to the fighting. In Aceh, that was a Swiss organization, the Henri Dunant Center. In East Timor, the United Nations supervised a referendum that eventually brought the territory independence. And both Aceh and East Timor seemed for a time to be struggling with militia movements. But the difference is that before Aceh's five-month ceasefire collapsed last month, Aceh separatists made some serious strategic mistakes that East Timor managed to avoid. In Aceh, ceasefire monitors from the Henri Dunant Center started to be harassed and had their offices ransacked by mobs of demonstrators in March. Because of threats of continued violence, all HDC monitors were forced to withdraw to the provincial capital. The pattern of violence in Aceh appears very similar to what happened in East Timor. The emergence of armed militias that had the support of the Indonesian military, which organized some of the violence. Sydney Jones, an analyst with the independent policy organization, the International Crisis Group, suspects military involvement in the Aceh demonstrations.
So did the kind of organizing of Acehnese portray what was going on as a reaction of one group of Acehnese against another, very similar to the way that the army tried to portray what was going on in East Timor as a civil war.
Observers say the militia movement in East Timor was intended to provoke conflict with East Timor's guerrilla army, called Falantil. That way, the Indonesian military, TNI, could justify a crackdown and possibly block East Timor's bid for independence. Colin Stewart was the head of political affairs for the United Nations mission in East Timor in 1999. Mr. Stewart says Falantil won the battle by refusing to fight.
But Falantil played their cards very well in 1999, and realizing that the eyes of the world were on them, refused to be provoked into armed conflict. As a result, the international community unequivocally condemned the actions of the military as one-sided offensive against the people, which it was.
In Aceh, the HDC never confirmed that the demonstrations were carried out by militias or organized by the Indonesian military. That is why Sastro Handoyo Wiryono, the government's top negotiator in Aceh, disagrees with the comparison between the Aceh of today with the East Timor of 1999.
While the government of Indonesia, I know, is not a popular government because of our experience in East Timor, people are thinking in those modes, you know, and this is incorrect and it is unfair.
Analysts say if the Free Aceh movement had been more politically savvy, the rebels could have used the allegations of militia activity to draw the attention and sympathy of the international community. Instead, the rebels focused on something else, domestic propaganda. Observers say the rebels used the five-month ceasefire to campaign for independence in violation of the peace deal. Ken Convoy is an analyst with Jakarta consulting firm Risk Management Advisory.
That, more than anything else, was driving the government beyond frustration, was the propaganda effort that got maintained during these last few months.
Sydney Jones says the independence propaganda fueled support for the government's military offensive in Aceh. The assault began 2 weeks ago, and it includes the imposition of martial law in the province.
Certainly, GOM handed them the military option on a silver platter.
There is a critical difference between Aceh and East Timor situations, however. Indonesia's annexation of East Timor in 1976, a year after it invaded the former Portuguese colony, was never recognized by the international community. East Timor had international support and financial assistance to achieve full independence through the United Nations. As for Aceh, most of the international community supports Indonesia's continued rule because they, like the Indonesian government, fear that letting go of Aceh could lead to the breakup of the entire nation. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.